Monday time. It's Matt McCarl time with New Leaf Hyperbarics. Horses and chambers. Come on. Are you serious?
No, they know our pre-conversation would lead right to this.
Look at. Are you serious?
Definitely. Yes. So you were talking Kentucky Derby, and you said they should put horses in chambers, and I said, absolutely, they do it all the time, and your eyes got really big.
What?
So yes, actually there is. And unfortunately, there was a case, I can't remember exact year, but it was a few years back where the trainers forgot to take the shoes off the horse, and
okay.
It kicked the wall. And since they are in 100% oxygen atmosphere, usually when they're chambering, the whole facility blew up, unfortunately.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, so yeah, not only super human athletes, but super animal athletes are treated very well in that aspect of they get hyperbarics. One of the racehorses goes a little limp from a leg injury of some type.
It's inflammation, right?
Absolutely.
After all. Right.
Or, you know, small muscle tears, things like that. It's a wound inside the body. So hyperbarics, there again, has been used for hundreds of years for healing wounds. So a wound inside or outside heals better with oxygen.
I know it's serious business, folks, but when he said horses and chambers and he was dead serious, I was like, no way. You don't think I could just walk away and leave that one alone, do you? Was there anything in particular that you did want to, since I steered you again off of what you wanted to chat about?
Well, it's, you know, the sun's out, allergy season. I keep getting these pollen alerts, and, you know, there was a... One of our local, I think it was KMTR, about a year ago, did a little newscast, a little story about a clinic or a gentleman. I'm not sure which it was. I think they were just following a gentleman, or heard about the story of a gentleman down in Texas who was treating in a hyperbaric chamber for his allergies. And yeah, we've seen, myself personally, I've seen a huge change in myself from my allergies. I used to be one of those folks that would take Allegra pretty much every day of the year, either from tree pollen, grass pollen, mold spores, you know, in the wintertime, that type of stuff. And I can't tell you the last time I took an Allegra. Every now and again, I might have a Sudafed, just, you know, because it's a really bad, bad day or something. But no, I haven't taken Allegra in, I say, about 2.5 years now. I treat regularly, though, like once a week at least. Also, haven't had to use my allergy-induced inhaler.
Inhaler, right.
As well.
Right.
So, yeah. So, if folks are out there having trouble with this high tree pollen right now, it's good to come in, get some extra oxygen. It helps reduce the inflammation in the lungs that the pollen could be causing, as well as detoxing the pollen out of the body, getting it out of you so that it's not affecting you and giving you those allergy symptoms.
We've said this before, and it bears repeating. It's not after you have symptoms. It helps so much to treat it before it even happens.
Yes. Can't think of it like taking your vitamins every day.
Right. You forget to take them, then what?
You don't feel yourself sometimes. But, you know, a lot of folks maybe out there don't take vitamins every day, but then there's those folks that are very much, you know, religious vitamin takers, which is good because, you know, we don't get the nutritional value from all our food that we used to get, and that's why vitamins have been created. And so I drink a protein shake that's superfoods, all the stuff in it every day that contains all the vitamins and minerals in it I need. I don't necessarily take like a Flintstone vitamin or a one a day or one of those type of things. I take my shake, I have all that stuff.
Flintstone.
Right, I know, right? taking us back to our childhood. And so that helps keep me from getting ill.
Sure.
From like a lot of other folks do. And so it's just, you can think of hyperbarics the same way as, you know, you take it as needed or as a preventive maintenance type of deal. And that's where I'm at now, is I do it once a week just to keep myself nice and even, and not needing pain meds or allergy meds or stuff like that.
Stay out ahead of it.
Correct.
Stay out ahead of it. It's Heal, Build, and Thrive, New Leaf Hyperbarics. You got questions, please do call 541-636-3278. Have a great week, huh?
You too, sir.
All right, we're healing and building, and we are thriving here on News Talk 590 KUGF.